Hey, Dr. Mike here. Did you know that it matters how you start your day? Stay tuned to learn why.
You're listening to Live Foreverish, a show dedicated to helping you live just a little longer. Here's your hosts, Dr. Mike and Dr. Crystal Gossard.
All right, welcome to Live Foreverish. Morning routines. Mm-hmm. I kind of like this show. I think this is going to be pretty awesome. What is your morning routine? Do you wake up before your alarm goes off? Do you even need an alarm? How do you feel when you get up? Mm-hmm. How long does it take you to become a normal human?
Sometimes a little while.
But all of this is, it can be important because what we've shown, what studies have shown, there's even a book we'll get to, mm-hmm. that having a consistent morning routine, mm-hmm. actually leads to a better productive day.
Yeah, or a productive life.
Life in general, right? I get it. I can understand that, mm-hmm. right? So let's get into it. Just real quick, how would you rate your morning routine? Number one, bad. Three, okay. Five, excellent.
Three. Give it a three. It's not an excellent morning routine because I feel like I've had an excellent morning routine in the past, and I don't have it now. So there are areas of opportunity and areas I need to improve. But it's not bad. I feel pretty good when I wake up in the morning after I get out of bed.
Mine's a five.
Out of five.
Yeah, I've been
like excellent.
I've been doing the same morning routine for years.
Wow.
I have a very consistent go to bed wake up.
And I know you wake up pretty early, too.
I get up early because I don't like to rush. That was the number one thing that I changed my morning routine years and years and years and years ago, mm-hmm. is because I got sick and tired of rushing.
Ah.
Like rushing to get into the shower, rushing to get to work, shoving down some food. I didn't like that. Because then you get to work and you're like, whoa.
That's true.
So I decided I'm gonna go to bed earlier. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get up earlier, and I'm going to take my time.
I think that's impressive for a number of reasons, but I'm impressed because it takes discipline to set the routine.
But once you do that and it becomes a habit, it just happens. I don't even think about it. When I'm walking Charlie in the morning, it's exactly the same time I've always walked. I mean, it's just, mm-hmm. it just happens. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. Okay, we got to get to the show. So we want to help you with your morning routine because it's going to help you to be more productive throughout your day and even your life. And so we have, I think, what is it? Eight
steps.
Tips. Something like that.
I think tips.
Tips, yeah. Mm-hmm. to help you establish a more effective morning routine. So let's start with number one. I'll read the tip.
Okay.
And then you give us like what you think about it. Okay. So,
all right.
So tip number one or step number one starts actually the night before.
Yeah, to me, that makes a lot of sense. A lot of people think that, okay, I can do all of these things in the morning and my day will be just fine. But you have to have good sleep hygiene in the evening, and you have to have a good evening routine because that sets the stage for a good night's rest.
Yeah.
And when you have a good night's rest, you're going through all the steep sleep stages, then that's leading to more refreshing sleep. And that refreshing sleep, when we say, refreshing sleep, that means you feel refreshed when you wake
up. When you wake up, not tired.
And then you're able to kind of get that morning routine going.
So we did a whole show on this, sleep hygiene, right? And there's a whole kind of nighttime routine. So you want to go check out Ellie Live. That was a live show, right?
That was a live show.
Yeah. So
about sleep hygiene.
So we do, Dr. Chris and I do Life Extension Live. So you can check it out at the Life Extension Facebook page, right?
Yep. Facebook, YouTube.
YouTube. Oh, yeah. It's all over YouTube.
Yes.
We're growing on YouTube, actually. So I used to make fun of one of my sisters because she would always lay out her clothes the night before. And to me, it was just because I thought she was vain and she just wanted mm-hmm, to make sure mm-hmm, she was good. Mm-hmm. And she actually, I don't remember, but told me down the line that the reason she did that is because, she did want to look good and stuff. And she had a lot of clothes. And she found that if she waited till the morning, it caused a lot of anxiety. Like, what do I do? And she didn't have time, whatever. And then even sometimes if she would wake up in the middle of the night thinking, oh, what am I going to wear? I know that sounds crazy.
No.
So she backed up and said, you know what? I'm going to lay everything out before I go to bed.
That makes 100% perfect sense, Dr. Mike. I'm so happy you brought that up, because the nighttime routine is more than just about the sleep. It's about how do you prep for that next day.
Right. And to make
your mornings better.
Right. And that's what we're talking about here is morning routine. So think about what you're doing in the evening.
Check out that
sleep hygiene live show.
So let me just add this too. What? Not just your clothes, make your lunch at night. Make it like anything that you can do the night before.
Yeah.
Pack your bag, whatever, you know. I have three bags that I bring to work.
She does. She really does.
And put everything by the door.
They're big.
So you're
three
ready.
Three big bags, Robson. They're not just like one little purse. Three big bags. Yes.
All of that's
good, because you're going to sleep better because you're not anxious about it, and it's already done when you're up in the morning. If we're going to continue down this road, you can actually make certain like breakfast items too that you can like you can freeze, put it out. Microwave in the morning and you're done. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of stuff you could do in the evening, and that's tip number one.
Love it.
Tip number two, get your 7 to 9 hours of sleep, sleep duration.
Yes. And so what that means in your busyness of prepping for the next morning, don't stay up late to do that.
have a consistent routine.
Right.
And you'll learn that in the sleep hygiene show.
Mm-hmm.
Go to bed same time, wake up same time. But we really need to be in that. And the reason there's a range there, Dr. Crystal, 7 to 9, is because it's true. Some people need a little less.
Mm-hmm.
Some people need a little more. I mean, we're all individuals. I mean,
right. And the other thing we're saying here is, let's say you have a morning where you have to wake up earlier than usual. Then you need to go to bed earlier.
You have to shift it.
You want to have your routine, but you have to shift it. So regardless of whatever time you have to be up, you still get that 7 to 9 hours.
I'll tell you, that's interesting, because one of the things that just drives me nuts is early plane flights.
I love them.
I love them because I get the flight done and I get there. Mm-hmm. But it messes up my routine.
That's true.
And I end up, if I got to get up at, 4 or 5 in the morning, because I do get up early in general, but not sometimes you got to get up really early to make that flight. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. It makes me nervous.
That's so funny.
So I'd rather do a later. Okay, we got to get back on track here.
I think that's good. This is food for thought, because I'm planning a trip, and I mentioned to my husband I want to take a 6:30 a.m. flight. This was the one time he put his foot down, just like, we are not doing that. It's not. And I wanted to fight back a little bit, but we're going to keep the peace, and
keep
I won't
the
make the 6:30 flight.
Speaking of keeping, tip number three is keep the same schedule. Now, we already kind of talked about this, but it really is important. I mean, that's part of the sleep hygiene as well, is that consistent timing, going to bed, waking up. Set your alarm clock for the same time every day to reinforce the regular sleep routine.
And that includes weekends. And what I found with the same schedule is, if you're on vacation, still keep the same schedule as well.
It gets tough.
Well, here's what happens. You're setting yourself up to struggle when the vacation's over.
Yeah.
When you're off that schedule. So then you have that adjustment period to try to get back on your schedule.
Right. And that's why people say, oh, I need a vacation from the vacation. Because you're tired,
yep.
And you're worn out. Mm-hmm. One other thing about keeping the same schedule, you can train your body, and we talked about this briefly. Mm-hmm. I haven't used an alarm clock in 20 some odd years, because I've been that consistent.
Wow, you have your routine.
I have my routine. I wake up pretty much around within the same 10-minute time frame every single morning. I do not need an alarm clock. So I wake up very naturally.
But is that because you go to bed at the same time every night?
Yes. It's that consistent going to bed, waking up time. My body knows it. I got to tell you, when it's time for me to go to bed, I'm going to bed. Like my body, I start, okay, it's time. So my body is, I've been doing this routine so long.
Mm-hmm.
My body is like set.
You know, Dr. Mike, I know it's cheesy to say this, but that's a core foundational piece to living forever-ish.
Yep. I got to tell you, I'm doing one thing good. Several other things.
I think sleep is, that can really support overall health. Even if you're not doing other things well,
yeah.
If you have a good sleep
foundational
routine, it's one of the most important things.
Every animal sleeps. Come on. Rob said that it has to be pretty important. Mm-hmm. You know, and they've done sleep deprivation studies, and people go nuts.
Oh, that's a form of torture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeping people away. All right, number four. Now, this one we're going to have to talk about because I'm not so into this one.
Okay.
This is gentle waking. What do you think about gentle waking?
I'm all for it. It's what that means is avoiding the alarm clocks, you know, the jarring, loud alarm clocks, because they can cause feelings of agitation. They you wake up with anxiety, and that anxiety can sometimes persist throughout the day.
It pisses me off if you wake up like that. You're like, what am I gonna get up
on the wrong side of the bed. So waking up gently, and you can do this in a couple of ways. You can have the smart lights where they slowly dim at first and slowly brighten, kind of like how if you were sleeping out in the wilderness, that's how the sun rises,
yeah,
right?
Little by little. It's not like the sun's there in your face, right?
Exactly.
Like those alarm clocks. Yeah.
So you can do it that way, or gentle sounds. So research shows that the sounds should be. Not calming, but they shouldn't be jarring.
So my son has an alarm that begins with bird chirpings.
Love it.
Yeah. And sometimes I can even hear it. I'm like, where are those birds? Like, what? And I mm-hmm. realize, oh, it's his alarm.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work with him, but yeah. But that's when it begins. It's like chirp, like as the sun comes up, what do you start to hear first?
The birds chirping. The animals.
Yeah.
One thing I did see a study, I wanted to mention that with the gentle waking, just a plug for you, your parents out there with children. There was a study specifically showing that with children, you should come in and like, hey, time to wake up. And like maybe whisper in their ear.
That is so gently. Different from the way I...
And this is, I'm giving you guys, this is research proven.
That's
one of the better ways to wake up your kids.
You should.
In the morning.
Well, my dad needed to see that study.
Yes,
his way was open the door, scream and yell, and even kick the bed.
Well, I'll tell you, what my mom did one time, she came in and poured a glass of water on me.
That may be okay. We're gonna get to that. Now everything you just said about gentle waking, totally agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Don't prolong the getting out of bed process too much, right? Like that's my point. Mm-hmm. Meaning, when it's time to get up.
Yes.
Right. Don't sit there and let me just lay for a sec. Because either you're going to fall back to sleep, mm-hmm. or you're going to start thinking about your day, and now you're like, oh my god, I got to get to all that. Just get up. Start with the chirping of the birds. Mm-hmm. The light comes a little brighter, and now that I'm up.
And then
move, get up out of bed.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That was number four. Number five, wake up and hydrate.
That's right. First thing that you should do is drink some water, either keep a glass by your bed the night before, have that glass of water by your bedside, wake up, drink that water, then start on the coffee.
Yeah. I do that pretty consistently. Again, it's part of my routine. Mm-hmm. And I do notice sometimes when you do that and hydrate right away, you're thirsty. You may not recognize it when you get up, but when you start drinking that water, you're like, yeah. Oh, this tastes great.
Or people who are dealing with constipation, that glass of water can get those bowels moving.
Now just get up. And if you want to add lemon to it or whatever is trend is out, whatever, that's fine. It's really just the water.
Yeah.
Hydrate. And that's, and do that before you get your coffee going.
Right. And so I know for sure if I don't have that glass of water, I'll start the coffee and then I won't drink water sometimes until I'm at work. I'm like, oh, no, I haven't had any coffee because any water because I'm just drinking the coffee. And that's kind of quote unquote hydrating me or quenching my thirst.
You know, I just thought of something. I've had lots of dogs, and I have one now, Charlie. Charlie has never been on the podcast.
No. But maybe he should.
You know, now that I think about it, not just Charlie, I had the dog before him was Edie. Remember Edie?
Yes, Edie.
I'm pretty sure the first thing they do when we get up is they drink water. Look, we can learn from the animals. They're smart.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so that's wake up and hydrate. Number six, love this one. Mm-hmm. Big proponent of this. Get some natural light on your face.
Open the curtains. Open the blinds.
Sing a song.
Everything that you see in the movies.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
I mean, it really is valuable. Yeah. And that helps you to sleep better. That's one of the sleep hygiene tips as well.
That natural light, there's a physiological reason for it. Mm-hmm. It's the light that hits your eyes that tells your brain, okay, now I bring down melatonin, mm-hmm. and now I bring up cortisol. It really does give you a nice little boost to get up. Plus, it also, there's studies showing that it affects mood, agitation in the morning, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. So get some natural light.
Yes. Go outside if you can.
Go outside. Well, that's where walking a dog is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love where I live now, going one way when we leave the house, we're walking west, but then we turn, you know, around the thing, and now we're walking east, and that sun is just beginning to come up. And it's not, you can look at it because it's not so bright yet, but you can still feel the light. Oh, so nice.
Yeah. That love sounds that nice.
Stuff. All right. Get some natural light. Number seven, stretching and meditation.
Yeah. And the meditation piece, this also includes kind of some deep abdominal breaths, getting the blood flowing throughout the body, improving oxygenation, getting oxygen to your tissues. The stretching and the movement also helps if you have arthritis. And it kind of helps to now
get you started,
yeah. Loosen up those joints.
Oil up those joints. Let me back up though. Abdominal breaths. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that? Because I think a lot of when you tell people to do deep breathing,
yeah,
they increase the force in their nose instead of like really using the air. They're going like this.
No, that's we're talking getting air into the diaphragm. And ideally, breathing through your nose.
Yeah, and really, like you feel your chest lift up.
Yes,
with that's that kind of breathing.
And slow abdominal breaths, not like hyperventilating breath.
That's just anxiety. The opposite of that type of breath is the slow breathing, which is anti-anxiety. Mm-hmm. You and I talk about that technique where we breathe in, mm-hmm. and then you hold it, and then you do one more breath in,
yes,
and then let it out. Mm-hmm. I'd like that technique.
That's a nice way to just kind of get your brain going.
And then, of course, prayer, meditation, you know, just some alone time in your own brain, you know, like empty things out a little bit and just whatever it is you want to do. That has also been shown to be very helpful.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Number eight, break the overnight fast with protein.
Yes. Protein in the morning is key to regular protein and fiber.
That's not what it says here. It says protein.
But I'm plugging the fiber just from research that I've read in the past, that both of those have a satiating effect and they can help to regulate your blood sugar throughout the entire day.
Yeah.
If you start and have that protein in the morning, a protein also kind of jumpstarts muscle protein synthesis and gets you out of that catabolic phase.
That's great. I mean, so eggs, great source of protein, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and there's whole grains, and you know they have some, but you can mix it with with some yogurt maybe that has high protein, right?
Yes.
Just watch the sugar content and some of that stuff. So, what do you do?
So I have a shake.
Protein shake.
That's the easiest way for me to break my fast.
Not with bananas.
No.
Remember, we had a whole show on that.
I'm not a fan of bananas in my protein shake. I do berries, like the blueberries, the raspberries. I buy that berry trio of frozen berries.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, was that a podcast or a live show, bananas? I can't remember.
No, that was a podcast.
A podcast.
And we talked about bananas in your smoothie.
LiveForEverish.com. Go check out.
Bananas can break down the polyphenols.
No, I was gonna tell them to go.
I know, but they're teasing.
There's a good reason not to add bananas. Go check out LiveForEverish.com. So there you go. There's some 8 tips to getting that morning routine going well. Remember, that's going to help you to be more productive at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Now we have to talk about a specific type of person. The type of person who, you know, has shirts that say, "Don't look at me, I haven't had any coffee yet." You know, that type of person, right? You know what I'm talking about? Like don't even look at me. this is actually known to, there's a name for this type of person.
Yes, sleep inertia.
Yeah. Meaning you're like, the sleep is just so heavy on you, you're waking up groggy.
You're
disoriented.
Yes.
Angry.
Kind of delirium, cognitive impairment. Your brain's just not working right. And this individual, they are this way. They're out of bed, and this can last up to 2 hours after being out of bed.
I think I know some people with sleep inertia.
And they just
can't. No one here in the production crew.
They just cannot get it together in the morning.
Yeah.
It takes a long time for them to just feel normal.
Well, there's a acronym for them, and it's called RISE UP.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go through that?
Yeah. So the R stands for resist the urge to hit the snooze button. All you're doing is making your sleep inertia worse.
Yeah.
Kind of extending out the time or that time period that you feel groggy. So,
and each time you hit that snooze, you hit it harder and harder and harder, and you're just getting more angry.
Right. So don't resist the snooze button. That's R.
Hey, can you get alarm clocks without a snooze button?
I don't know.
That's what you should look for.
I've never seen that feature.
Because people like to keep snoozing all day. Okay. Right. Anyways, that's the R.
I increase activity for the first hour. So we've already kind of talked about that. Little
stretching.
Overlap with some of our tips earlier. S, shower. The big debate. I even found this study. Should you shower in the morning or shower at night? And
what's the result? What
if
they
you're
find
dealing
out?
With sleep inertia, maybe you should shower in the morning.
Yeah.
Kind of that water wakes you up, or at least splash some water on your face.
Cold water.
Yes.
Wake yourself up. E.
Exposure to sunlight.
Yeah, can we talk about it? Natural light.
There you
get
go.
Out there.
U. Upbeat music.
Oh.
And this was interesting. It should be popular music. Music that gets you going in the morning. Music that you like.
Wait a second. Those older alarm clocks, remember, they have that, they have, I don't know, maybe they still do, but there's that option for the versus a station you like.
Wake up to the radio.
Yeah. Right? Remember those?
Yes. I still have one. I put one in my daughter's room. Just to remind her of the
old
times.
Days. Yes. And then P is phone a friend.
Yes.
Like, hydrate, get your coffee, sit outside, some sunlight, and talk to somebody.
Talk to someone, or a neighbor, or on the phone. But the point is,
I like the neighbor
idea. Getting your brain moving.
I like the neighbor idea. We need to have more real, like human live interactions.
I agree.
God, you know, someday it's just all going to be virtual. Everything. That's so scary.
Well, even if it's virtual, do the FaceTime.
How about just go talk to your neighbor? It is different. You have to admit, we used to know our neighbors.
I know my neighbors. I have a great neighborhood.
I mean, I do my best, but you know what I mean. There's a lot of neighbors they don't know. Okay, so there you go. Rise up if you're dealing with sleep inertia. You know who you are. Right? So rise up. Now, let's talk a little bit now with the morning routine. Like, what do we mean by morning? Or what was there a time frame here?
No, it's just the time, whatever time it takes for you to kind of get your day going. We're not saying that this routine has to be an hour-long process before. I mean, no one has time for that. And we don't want you to feel stressed about this.
Let me just bring this up then. So there's a lot of people who wake up at the last minute. And they got a lot to do, and they got to get to work. get the kids to school, whatever that is. If that's your morning routine, you do need to think maybe about going to bed a little earlier, waking up a little earlier, so you have that time.
At least 5 minutes.
That's it? Oh, I mean,
no,
wait.
What I'm saying is this morning routine, some of these things that we're saying to do, it doesn't even take 5 minutes. You get out of bed, do a little stretching,
get some sunlight,
open up
on
the
it.
Curtains, drink your water. That's 2 minutes max.
Okay, come on, a little more time than that. I mean, you know, again, relax a little bit. We wake up so hectic. Okay, so anyways, summary, there's really no specific time. Right. It's what fits. All I'm saying is some of you may have to rethink a little bit of that going to bed, waking up time a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. I guess at the end of the day, there was this book. I'm going to just read the title, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And where did I put it? Okay, here it is. My Morning Routine, How Successful People Start Every Day. Inspired. And this is by Benjamin Spall and Michael Zander. They looked at 64 highly successful individuals. And again, I don't know if these were business people, whatever, but these are just productive people at the end of the day. And what they found basically is these 64 people had a very consistent, specific morning routine.
There you have it.
I mean, is that simple, right?
I think it's that simple. And it doesn't have to be the same routine. Like we've given you some tips, but I think the point is to have a routine. Mm-hmm. It brings about more structure, more focus to your day. And yeah, if you have a demanding job, a demanding life, you want to be the leader of the pack. This is a strategy that can set you apart from the other snoozers out there. You like that?
The other snoozers. Yeah. To me, it's all kind of coming together as a package. The way I'm seeing this now, because we all know we need sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do that, in order to get the most effective sleep, we have to think about before and after. Right?
Yeah.
So there's things you do before, that's sleep hygiene, right? There's things you can do to help you sleep and get those good 7 to 9 hours and stuff. But then there's that morning, right?
Yeah.
It all kind of, we need to think about it that way now. We should stop thinking about sleep as just when my head hits the pillow.
Yes. And it's a package, Dr. Mike, and researchers, you know, as I was kind of looking at some of the research, they're admitting that we are lacking that morning piece. Most of the research is spent on how do we get people to fall asleep?
Yeah.
How do we get them to stay asleep?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
No one's really researching this wake up
period. The after period. Yeah. So,
right.
So think about it, before, during, and after. It's a complete package. Now, listen, we're both into nutrition. We're both into certain nutrients and stuff. I mean, I think here we've given good tips, but there are some nutrients that can help with all this too.
Right, because of course you have to develop that rhythm.
Right.
So you have to think about what nutrients can help you get into a rhythm, because again, it starts at night, and your sleep quality impacts your morning.
And that's where number one, melatonin comes in. I mean, melatonin's a natural hormone in your body, in your brain. Its job is to set those stages of sleep and get restful sleep. So, you know, supplementing with melatonin. I've told you, I've been taking that every night for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's also one called black cumin.
Yeah, it's a special type of black cumin. And there's research showing that it helps with greater improving your sleep patterns, helping with sleep quality. So that's something that you can consider.
Right. And then there's, of course, one we've talked a lot about lately is ashwagandha. Now, here's
Love
the thing,
it.
Though. This one, this is a specific type.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Shodan ashwagandha.
Yep.
And the reason it's different is ashwagandha has these key compounds. And Shodan has a standardization of those key compounds that are better for sleep stuff.
That's right.
Right.
And what we like about this particular ashwagandha, the research shows that it helps with the restorative sleep. And that's that refreshing sleep, the sleep that helps you to wake up feeling energized, wake up feeling alert, helps you to wake up in a good mood to start your day.
Yeah, you know pretty quick whether you had a restful night's sleep or not. I mean, for me, within a couple minutes of being up, I'm like, okay, that was a good night's sleep. Mm-hmm. You can tell. Yeah. And then there's other mornings, it just is, I'm human, where I'm like, wait a second. Things don't feel quite white.
Right. I think I mentioned this to you the other last week, and I was like, Dr. Mike, I did not remember my night. Was it? Wasn't
oh, yeah,
I talking
was,
to
that,
you?
That was recently.
That was recently. That's when you know you've had a good night's rest.
I got to admit, it's been a while. This, you know, even though I feel like I sleep pretty good, I get some decent restful sleep. Sleeping like that baby thing,
yes,
it's been a long
where
time.
Where you just, the last memory you have is when you fell asleep.
Yeah. Well, I know my problem is I'm a side sleeper. It means my, and at some point, my body tells me, okay, enough laying on this one side. And so I will go to the next side. Mm-hmm. And every time I do that, I wake up for just a second. Mm-hmm. Like, because I know I'm turning.
Yes.
But then I'm out again. Mm-hmm. So I do wake up a little bit with that kind of slight. Okay. Anyways, there you go. Melatonin, black cumin, shoulder and ashwagandha, and 8 tips to establish a consistent, healthy morning routine. I think this is great information.
I think so too, Dr. Mike. Yeah. I'm smiling. I think it's just so helpful. In the morning, it's an important time to capture and
it sets
the tone.
The stage for your DS.
Yes.
If you're mad in the morning, you're gonna be mad at lunchtime.
That's right.
I mean, it's that simple. Yeah. So this is all really important stuff. Don't forget liveforeverish.com. I don't know, 450 plus episodes now, including this one that, that'll be posted. Mm-hmm. So check those out. When you do, just like, share, comment, and subscribe so you never miss a show. LiveForEverish.com. Oh, by the way, if you want other types of seeing the live shows, more of the podcast, all that kind of stuff, we have an education page at Life Extension, right? Mm-hmm. LifeExtension.com/education.
Yeah.
And you can see everything that Dr. Christo and I do. And when you're there, you can shop around. And when you're ready to check out, use the discount code podcast for 10% off $50 or more, plus free shipping and handling. That's podcast. I'm Dr. Mike.
Dr. Christo.
Thanks for listening.